Well, after spending the entire NHL playoffs texting back and forth with Vinny Paul from Damage Plan and Pantera and what you can expect, I was a little shocked when I got a text message from my friend Friday night with Vinny's picture. And I'm like, this is not going to be good. And then I opened it up, and of course, it talked about Vinny's passing and whatnot. But anyways, I had a chance to interview Vinny several times over the years. I put together a podcast today remembering Vinny Paul with some of my interview bits, even going back to the Damage Plan days with his brother. Just the bond those guys both had together was unbelievable. But an interview I did in 2016, just after Guns N' Roses had reunited and got back together and back out on touring, I asked him about the record Appetite for Destruction. And I guess this record played a huge impact in his life.
It was huge, man. Well, you know, before Pantera got a record deal, that album came out, and we covered just about every song on that record, man. And it was before that band blew up. We were such fans of the music, and it took that record about a year before it caught on, and then it caught on. And, man, it's one of my all-time favorite records. And, I mean, to this day, you know, Welcome to the Jungle, you hear it in front of every football game, in front of hockey games. It won't go away, you know. And, you know, that's a great thing, man, when there's a song that has that kind of life. And then, of course, they're back doing it, and they're touring. Saw them the other night at the big, gigantic Jerry World here in Dallas. I thought it was amazing, you know. I would really love to see them be able to get Adler back in the band, and of course Izzy, but, you know, seeing Slash and Axl and Duff up there together was pretty amazing. And those songs, you know, people go because they want to hear those songs. Those are the greatest, some of the greatest rock songs ever, man. And, you know, I think it kind of equated to when the people that were older than us came up with the Beatles, you know, or Led Zeppelin in the 70s, you know. That Guns N' Roses was like that band for us, you know. So I love that record, man.
Ironically enough, the last time I saw VP was in Vegas after the Guns N' Roses show back in November. Rest in peace, my friend. Guns N' Roses, 101 The Riff.